We're holding on Pay Alice, Omid Alice, the fifth line. We've been discussing the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah in cases where blood of Korbanos got mixed up, and we said there's two possibilities of what it means mixed up, either that the actual blood was blended together in one container, or that the individual containers were mixed up and we can't tell which is which. So we were discussing one big thing that came up in the sugya was the question of yesh bila or ain bila. If we say that the machlokas is in the case where the blood itself is blended together, can we assume that the liquids mix evenly so that every drop that you take of the blood is necessarily going to contain some of blood from one turban and some of the other? Or do we say ain bila and we can't assume that, and it's very possible that the liquid didn't mix evenly, and when we take some of the blood, we're only going to be taking from one or the other? So Rav Ashi, in particular, had said that that according to Rav Eliezer, ein bila, we would say that we can't assume that it's necessarily thoroughly mixed, and therefore, and that has implications as far as what we do with the blood of these korbanos in order to make sure that both of them have had their blood applied to them as they have. So we went through a number of questions on Rav Ashi, and eventually the Gemara had concluded. Rava had said that the machlokas between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim is not at all where the actual blood was mixed. The machlokas is only where the koses, only where the containers are mixed, and then it's not a matter of yesh bila or ein bila. It's a matter of royin. Both of them might be from blood that goes on the top half of the mizbeach, and some of them might be from the bottom half. Can we do both of them on top and both of them on bottom and consider the ones that are going on top in case they don't need to be, as though it was just water? Rabbi Eliezer says yes, and the Chacham say no. So the Gemara asks him a bowl of lips. So you're telling me that they don't argue when the blood itself is mixed together. Well, Tanya, we learn in a brisa. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, when nechtelchu Rabbi Eliezer v'chacham al dam chatas shenis arav v'dap. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham do not disagree when blood of a chatas was mixed with blood of an oila. They both agree sheyikrav that you can offer it on the mizbeach. Even the Chacham will hold of royin in that kind of case. And Rashi points out, in that case, necessarily we have to say that our Mishnah does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machalikas. Our Mishnah that had said that only Rabbi Eliezer holds of Royan and the Chacham do not, cannot be according to Rabbi Yehuda. But in any case, Rabbi Yehuda says that when the two bloods were mixed together, everybody agrees that you can offer them, and we can consider the blood that's going in the wrong place as though it was liver, and vice versa, Berevea v'nirva, if it was mixed with blood of a reveya v'nirva, or any kind of case where the animal itself is possible as a korban, both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham agree that you cannot offer such blood on the mizbeach, because the blood of a reveya and a nirva is completely off limits to the mizbeach. And here, it's true that he was mixed in, and we could talk about bittul, but as Rashi pointed out a few blocks ago, we make it zera not to do that in case he might come to do it all by itself. And furthermore, we're going to say it's one thing with certain kinds of blood. We talked about a couple of blocks ago. We talked about chulin, for example, is not commonly found in the Azar. There's no reason to make it zera, but when it comes to reveya and nirba, those are more common. Psulim like that are more commonly found in the Azara, and therefore we're going to make Zera to not allow. Alman Nachlagu says, what's the case where Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham are going? Where the blood of an animal that's Tumim was mixed with an animal that's Balmum. So, for Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, you grab Bain the Bolo, Bain the Poses. Now, when it comes to Balei Mumim, so we had a few blocks ago, we had a drasha that Rabbi Eliezer had said that Balei Mumim are only possible when they're by themselves, but not when it's part of a mixture. In this case, it was mixed up, and in this case, it was blended together or mixed up with blood of Tumimim, so therefore Rabbi Eliezer is fine with sprinkling it. I mean, there's Balei Mumim blood in it, we don't care because of that drasha. So now, when it was mixed together, so Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, you could have bein b'bol or bein b'kosis. Rabbi Eliezer says you can offer it on the mizbeach, sprinkle on the mizbeach, whether the actual blood itself was mixed together or whether just the containers of blood were mixed up. And Rashi points out, unlike we had in the Mishnah, where we talked about, now in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer had said that you have to have at least that some of the blood has already been offered before we realize there's a problem, and then that way we can attribute that what's left is all the blood of the Tumim and the blood of the Baal Mum has already been sprinkled. Now Rabbi Huda is disagreeing with that point as well, and saying Rabbi Eliezer would be fine with some sprinkle on the Mizbeah, even if none of them have been done yet, because of his drasha about being allowed to do Baal Mum in a case like this. So he would hold that you can do it whether the blood itself is blended together or whether the cups were mixed up. The Chum Mamun La Yikra, and the Chum say you cannot. Because the Chum say you can't because according to them there's no hefter to do it even though it's mixed up. So now that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but nevertheless we can still derive from what Rabbi Yehuda is saying that what the Chachamim say, the Chachamim in our Mishnah explain that the Machlokas is as far as Royin, but we can say that the Machlokas, the same way as Rabbi Yehuda says, that the Machlokas is whether the blood itself was mixed together or just the kosis, at least, and according to him, the underlying Machlokas is there any heter to do the blood of Baalim Mumim in such a case, at least we can derive from that the Chachamim also would say that the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is both when the blood was blended and when the cups were mixed up. So here, Rava had just said before that the Machlokas is only when the cups were mixed up, whereas if the blood was blended together, then we wouldn't allow it because we would say, then we wouldn't allow it because according to Rav Ashi, because Ein Bila, because the blood was not necessarily mixed evenly together, and therefore when you apply the blood from the Zayas, you may not be doing it in the appropriate place, and you may be having blood from one turban that's going in the wrong place as the other. So we see that the Chachamim also hold in our Mishnah, their version of the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is that they're arguing about both Bolo and Kosis. So how can Rava say that they're arguing only about Kosis? And the answer is exactly that. Rabbi Yehuda alibid Rabbi Eliezer masking game Bolo ben Kosis. That no, you don't have to say that. Rabbi Eliezer, in fact, it's true. Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim would, in fact, say that Rabbi Eliezer allows it, whether the blood itself is blended together or whether the cups are mixed up. Because again, Rabbi Eliezer has a drasha to say there that when they're mixed up, that it's allowed, even though one of them is a baal mum. So therefore, if we follow Rav Ashi's, if we follow Rav Ashi's idea about Ein Bila, about that we say that not necessarily is it mixed up evenly together, then fine. To say that they're arguing about when it's bolo, when the blood is blended together, would have to be like we said before, like we learned yesterday, that more of it was from one carbon than from the other, and that you apply to the top of the mizbeach an amount equal to the blood that would have been on the bottom half plus a little bit, and that way, no matter what, you're getting some of the blood that belongs on the top, even if angels are. Meanwhile, the Rabbanon, our Mishnah's version of Machlokas would say the Kosis Tligi that they're arguing only on Kosis. So in other words, you could actually make it work according to either version of what the Machlokas is about. According to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokas, they're arguing about Bolol as well. And then we would have to say that we're talking about that more blood and mixture was from one versus the other, and that we're going to apply enough blood on the top half of the Mizbeach to cover no matter what, even if we say Ein Bila, and according to the Chachamim, never mind, they're not arguing about Yesh Bila or Ein Bila anyway. According to the Tanna of our Mishnah, there's no Machlokas about Bolol anyway, and therefore that's not relevant to what Rav Ashi is saying. So the bottom line is, in other words, there's no contradiction on Rav Ashi's understanding that the Machlokas that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, that they didn't mix anything, because according to the version of our Mishnah, that's not even factoring in at all. And according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokes, you can make it work even if you say that ain't good. Now, all this time we've been talking about where blood of different korbanos was mixed up, and what we do with it. Where again, you have some korbanos where the blood is still on the top half and it was there, and some on the bottom half. So now, let's talk more about that. Now, keep in mind, with a chatas, you have the blood is applied to the four corners of the deach on the top half, and then the shirayim are poured onto the yisod. Meanwhile, by an oila and most other korbanos, you do shtei matanos shtei narva on the lower half of the mizbeach, and the blood dribbles down to the yisod. So now, Omer Abaya. So now, Abaya says, lo shonu ela chilas chatas v'olk. When we're arguing about an on Mishnah, about what happens when the blood of korbanos mixed up, or gets mixed up, this whole thing that we've been discussing so far, that Rabbi Eliezer says you can do royin, and you can do it on the top half and the bottom half, and consider whatever's not supposed to be on the top half as though it's water, so that would only be where they got mixed up by the beginning, before you did any of the matanas. Abel soif chatas v'olah, but if it's already the end of the chatas, you have the shirayim of the chatas and the ola, meaning in other words that when it comes to this or when it comes to the chatas, you already applied the blood to the four corners, and now all that has to be done still is the shirayim, and meanwhile the ola you haven't done yet, and there you need shtei matanos shtei narva. So then, Abaya says, then everybody would agree, given that the area where you have to do the blood of the Ola is anyway the area of the Shirayim. So therefore, so what you do is you do it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. If it's the Shirayim, whatever blood is in this mixture, if it's the Shirayim of the Chatas, if it's the Shirayim of the Chatas, then it's going on the bottom half and going down to the Yisod as it's supposed to. And if it's the blood of the Ola, then it's going Shtei Matanos Shtei Narva around the bottom half. So either way, you're covered. So therefore, no problem. So you do it onto the wall of the Mizbeach. It dribbles down to the Yisod. There's no Shinui Makom. There's no doing it in a different place. And therefore, everybody would agree that that would be fine. Now, Tosfos brings up the point as follows. With an Ola, we said, and most other korbanos, you need Shtei Matanos Shtei Narva, and those go on the northeast and the southwest corners. Now let's consider, where did the Shirayim of Chatas get poured? On the southwest corner. The Shirah Adama Yishrei Pachal Yisrael Jeremy, as we learned back in Perek Ezer Mekoyman. Now, if we're talking about Tchilas Ola over here, before any of the applications of the Ola have been done, well, the first one is supposed to be done on the northeast corner. So how could you do that? How could you say that that's good enough for the Shirayim of the Chatas? If the Shirayim of the Chatas have to go on the southwest corner, not the northeast. So therefore, first Tosfa says that, in fact, in that case, we would, in fact, say that according to the Chachamim, you have to pour down into the Amma, and it's not kosher, because you can't do that. And Tosfos says maybe that's not necessary. Because after all, when we said that the Shirayim of the Chatas are poured on the Yisod Durim, that was just because we said, because as soon as you come down from the Mizbeach, the ramp of the Mizbeach, being on the south side, then you go immediately to the nearest Yisod and then pour out the blood of it. So if you do it on the northwest, corner, dig deep. So it's not so bad. Another possibility, Tosfos says, is what you can do is you can do it the other way around. Usually you would do northeast and then southwest. In the case of the Ola, fine. You do it the other way around. Do southwest first, which is where the Shirayim are, and that way you've been yotz to the Shirayim of the Chatas, and then go ahead and do on the northeast. Even though that's out of the order you would normally do for an Ola, but that's not going to pass all the Ola the fact that you did it out of order. So that would work. Omale Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef says to Abaya, no, Haki Omer Rav Yehuda, Shirayim Tzuchim Itzava. You should know that Rav Yehuda said, when you pour out the Shirayim, it has to be done on the Itzava. Itzava literally means a shelf or a bench or something like that. Meaning, when we learned earlier in Or Masechta about the structure of the Mizbeach, the Yisoid is like a little shelf at the bottom of the Mizbeach. You have it that goes up one amma from the floor, or in the third base of Mikdash, Shivonim Meher of Yemen, where it's two ammas up, and then it goes in one amma, and then from there you have the next, then from there you have the wall of the Mizbeach going upward from there. So the top of the yisod is called the itzva, is called the shelf. And so Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the blood of Shiraim has to be placed davka there. So no, it's not good enough to just do it on the wall and it'll dribble down to the yisod. You have to actually do it on top of the, directly on top of the yisod. And therefore, so no, it wouldn't work actually to do it on the side, which is the normal place of doing blood of the oila, and it'll count for the yisod because it dribbles down there. No, it would have to actually be, in order to be valid as Shiraim for the chatas, so it would actually have to be done on the yisod itself. Meanwhile, to be the sprinkling of the blood for the oila, it has to be done on the vertical wall. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, no, your method, Abaya, is not going to work. Where you're saying that you've already done the daubing of the chatas on the four corners, and now you're going to do the shirayim, which now you're going to say what the blood that's left is shirayim, and then it's mixed up with blood of an oila, which hasn't been sprinkled yet, and you're going to do it on the vertical wall, that wouldn't work. So no, the Chum would say that you still need to pour it out into the amma, and then consider it possible, and only as our Mishnah said, b'di'evad. You went and did it, then fine, it'll be kosher, because the shirayim anyway are not ma'akiv. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amr of Shimon, the chain Amr of Shimon, Reb Shimon, which is Rish Lokish, says that in Reb Shimon Lokish, it says on the side of here, says the same Machlokas says, so in other words, we have Machlokas Abaya and Reb Yosef, or Reb Yosef quoting Reb Yehuda, whether this will work or not. Does it work to pour it on the side, does it work to dash it against the side of the Mizbeach, and that'll be counted as though it was done as Shirayim for the Chatas, according to Abaya, that would work, according to Reb Yosef quoting Reb Yehuda, it does not. So the Gemara says, the chain Amr of Shimon, Lokish, Loshana Alakhilas Khatasvaila. So Rish Lokish holds like a buyer. The whole problem in our mission and the focus of the Yezer and the Chachamim is we haven't done any of the applications of blood of the Khatas or of the Oila yet. So now you have a question whether you can do some of it Lamaila and some of it Lamata and apply the concept of Royin according to Rabbi Yezer, or whether you can to point to the Chachamim. Abel sof chatas v'ola, but if it's the end of the chatas and the beginning of the ola, divrei hakol makom ola makom shirayim, then everybody would agree, since the place for the blood of the ola is the same as the place for the shirayim of the chatas, then it would work, so that's like a bias version. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'tema, Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Yochanan, with some say Rabbi Elazar says, no, adayin hi machlokas, it's the same argument in that case as well, can you do that, which would follow Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda? Okay. The Gemara says, Masiv Rav Huna by Yehuda. So Rav Huna by Yehuda says to Rav Yosef, so what are you telling me that it has to be on that it has to be on top of the Yitzhak? That if you do it on the wall of the Mizdeach and it dribbles down to the Yitzhak, to the Yisod, it's not going to work. A Braisa says, now the Pasuk says about a Bechor, it says Kodesh Hay. So it says, the Pasuk says that a Bechor of an ox or a sheep or whatever, they are holy and you should sprinkle, you should throw their blood on them as they are, and then burn their fat and burn them as a carbon. Now, the Braisa says, when it says Kodesh Hay, that means that Hay is a ribui, meaning they remain Kodesh no matter what. What do we learn from that? That even if the blood of the Bechor gets mixed up with the blood of other korbanos, Yikruhu, then you can still offer that blood. Now, my lab, Sof Ola Bechor. Now, the Chora, we're talking about the same kind of thing over here. We're talking about where the Ola's blood has already been done, Shtei Matana, Shtei Nagra, and all that's left is to do the Shirayim. And you have the beginning of the Bechor, namely where you have the Bechor's blood, and the Bechor's blood is to be dashed against the wall of the Mizbeach one time, the Damatan Matana Akas of Avadjit in Kenegadai Yisod, like you say, in Ezra Mechorban. So what we would do is, so again, the same way as we were talking before, that Sof Chatas, the Tchilas Ola, the same way we would be talking about over here, Sof Ola and Tchilas Bechor, where the Bechor's blood has not yet been applied to the Mizbeach, and the Ola's already was, and you just have to do the Shirayim. And we're saying that, and apparently it works, so Shemamina, Mokum Ola, Mokum Shirayim, so shows that the place where you can do the Shirayim of the Ola is at the same place where you can do the blood of the Ola is the same place where you can do the Shirayim, and therefore it would be valid. Of course, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we don't need all that. Rabbi Eliezer anyway is going to say Royin, but here we're talking about according to the Chachamim, So Rashi also points out, we can't be talking about in this case where the Bechor was mixed with the Chatas, because again, the Chatas then has to go on the top half, and as we said in the Mishnah, the Chumra would say that's no good. But here we're talking about where all of them do have to go on the bottom half. So we have, the Ola has already had the Shema Tana Shema Ava, the Bechor, and all that's left is the Shilayim. The Bechor has not, and it sounds like we're saying it's fine to do that, to apply it to the side of them is there, and it'll dribble down to the side. So therefore, so Shemamin Amlachim Ola Amlachim Shirayim. So you see that the place where the blood of the Ola can go is also valid for the Shirayim. So not like you're saying that it has to be Davka on the Itzva, Davka on the horizontal surface of the Yisoid. And the answer is no, not necessarily, yeah, because the Braisa could be talking about Tchilas Ola or Bechor. Because no, we could be talking about where the Ola's blood has not yet been applied yet, and the Bechor's blood has not yet been applied yet, so now both of them have to be applied to the side of the Mizbeach. Yeah, the Shirayim are not yet a factor, because we're still talking about the initial application of blood. The only difference is that the Ola is Shem Atonis Shem Abba, and the Bechor is one Zrika. Fine, but as we learned earlier in the Masechta, anyway, one Zrika by the Ola, the Dievet, will be enough. So we can do that. There's certainly no problem. But not necessarily. If we had already done the blood of the Ola and have to do the Shirayim, and now we also have to do the blood of the Bechor on the side of the Mizbeach, not necessarily. Would that work? Because the Bechor's blood has to go on the side, has to be dashed against the side of the Mizbeach, and the Shirayim have to be poured onto the Itzvah. So the Gemara says, well, in that case, so my Kamash Malov. In that case, then, what would be if we learn like that we're talking about neither blood has been applied yet, and the Chiddush is that you can do that. So what would be so my Kamash Malov, then what would be the Chiddush of this Braisa? That things that are offered on the Mizbeach are not Mavato one another, even if one of them is the Roiv. We don't need that. We learn that from the fact that it says that the Kohen Gadol should take from the blood of the Par and the blood of the Sur and mix them together and apply them to the Mizbeach HaZahav on Yom Kippur. Even though a Par has a lot more blood than a Sur. And so we see that just because one of them is more than the other is not mevatel it. So therefore, so what do we need? The pasuk Toda Shein. If you're going to tell me that, all it's telling us is that the Ola and the Bechor are not mevatel one another. Now Tosfos asked, what do you mean, my Kamash one? It's a big chiddush because we talked about in the Mishnah. We had the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, about Bal Tigro, Bal Tosin. The fact is, what are you going to do with this mixture over here? You're going to apply it only one time from the Zayah. Sure, but Yevet Yoyotze, because one matana is enough for the Yevet. But the fact is, you're being over on Bal Tigra, because for an Ola, you need Shtei Matana, Shtei Na'ava. And if you do two applications, and you're doing Bal Tosif, because for a Bechor, you need only one application. So it's a big Kiddush that you can do that. What do you mean? What does the Gemara mean, Ma'at Kamash Malam?
Wait, I'm in the office.
So Tosif says, because in this case, you can apply this idea of Roya. We can say that we consider whatever doesn't need to be done as though it's war. It's one thing, the Chum are not going to accept that, when we have the top half and the bottom half of the Mizbeach, but the idea would be that when it comes to it's all on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and the question is only how many matonis are we going to do, one or two, then we're not going to worry about that. Consider the extra blood as though it's water, and therefore there's no issue about Tosif, and there wouldn't be about Tigra either, because you're just doing Shev Valtasta, and you're not doing the second application in order to fix up both probites. So again, then you wouldn't need the pasuk Toda Shem to tell us that, because it would be fairly obvious that you could do that. So if you say that the pasuk is referring to the case where you already sprinkled the blood of the Ola and you just have the Shirayim to do, and now you have the original blood of the Bechor to do, then the big finish. This idea that we're saying that you can do it on the side, and we don't need the Itzifah. But if you're telling me that both of them is Tchila, then there's no Chiddush in it, because then obviously we can do it on the side of the Mizbeach, because that's where both of them belong. And as far as the fact that you need one matana or two matanas, as Tosfos says, that's not going to be a factor. The answer is the Gemara says Tanoim. In fact, there's machlokas Tanoim. So in other words, the bottom line is, the question was, why do we need to call it Kodesh Hain to teach us this concept, when we can learn it for the fact that Ulin Ein Mevat and Zeh, we can learn from what it says about the board of the Par and the Sor and Yom Kippur. So the answer is Tanoim. It's actually machlokas Tanoim. Ikad Nachle Mehocha, the Ikad Nachle Mehocha. There are different Tanoim. One Tana learns it from the word Kodesh Hain, that one is not Mevatel the other, and the other one is learning it from the Par and the Sur, that they're not Mevatel one another. So now the opinion that says that we learn from Chloe Deschain, then we can say that, so we don't know, it's not clear whether that means that we need an Ishtavar or not. So therefore, so we can't necessarily prove one way or the other from these branches whether in fact the Ishtavar is required, whether you need to pour the blood directly on the top of your side, or whether it's good enough to do it on the side. Why the two opinions are going to hold that way? Why one of them learns from one pasuk and the other, the Gemara is going to take up again on Omer Beis. But first, the Gemara says Masiv Rogan. Rava says I have a contradiction to this opinion that says so far we haven't proved one way or the other. So we don't know whether Shirayim is an Itzvah. There's a Machlokas Tanoim on the subject of which pasuk to learn from, and that's going to affect the question of whether the Shirayim require an Itzvah. So now, Mosid Rava, so Rava says I have a contradiction on the opinion of Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda that the Shirayim do need the Itzvah. The pasuk says about an oil, the zivu bnei Aaron as adam, the sons of Aaron, the kohenim, should offer the blood, which we learned earlier in the Masechta, the krivu means both the kabbalah and the halacha, the catching it in a basin and the walking it over to the mizbeach. And the pasuk continues, the zoku as adam, and they should sprinkle the blood. So why does it have to say dam twice? Ma tamad lema dam dam. Why does it say twice in the pasuk dam? Why does it say the yikrivu esadom, the zoku esadom, the yikrivu esadom, the zoku oisad or something? So why does it repeat that? So the Brayta says she yochol aimli ela elu. So now we have there's a difference in girsa between what we have printed in front of us in the Gemara versus Rashi's girsa, which should come across as prints on the side. So the girsa we have in front of us in the Gemara is she yochol aimli ela elu she nesaru b'tmurasa sha'af mechaim tifra. We would only know that these korbanos that are mixed up with their tmura, that they would be brought while the animal is still alive. Minayim rabbis todo shlomim. How do we know that the same din applies to a todo or shlomim that were mixed up with an erva? And the answer would be my rabbi todo shlomim shabon nedo and adava kamosa, because a todo and a shlomim are like an oila in that they can all be brought with nedo and adava. Minayim rabbis is osham. How would we know to include an osham? And the answer is my rabbi is osham shetan matan adava kamosa, because an osham also requires shtein matan shtein adava, just like the oila b'chor and meisah and pesach minayim. And how would we know the same thing is true of b'chor and meisah and pesach, which have only one application of blood? And the answer is that would be why it says dam. Twice. Now that's the gusa we have printed in front of us in the Gemara. Rashi's gusa is completely different. Minayin, Rashi's gusa is minayin after oimer. How do you know this out of dam oila? But dam oila. If the blood of an oila was mixed with another blood, or dam oila, but dam tmura, or the blood of an oila was mixed with a tmura of an oila, but dam cholin, or blood of an oila with blood of a cholin, the yikrivu that you can offer the blood in all those cases, tamad lema dam dam, that is why the pasuk says dam twice, to tell you that no matter what, you can offer the blood. So the juice that we have in front of us in the Gemara is the Gemara is going through a number of different types of korbanos and saying most of them you don't need a ribui from a kosik because most of them have something in common with an oila. Only the bechor and ma'aser and pesach do we need a pasuk to tell us. According to Rashi's gusa, rather the point is that how we know that in general the blood of an oila is mixed with another korban that you can offer it. Tosfos seems to have had the gusa as we have printed in front of us in the Gemara because they comment on the point about the they comment on the line about what about if it was mixed with an option. In any case, Tosfos also points out that in that case, then once maybe we would say that Ulan Ein Mevatlan Zeh Zeh, maybe that would only apply to the Kar and the Sur, where it's exactly the same applications of blood. How would we know that it applies to when they're different numbers of applications of blood, or the Ula mixed up with other Korbanos that have eaten? So the Braise is going through and saying logically we can say that only when it comes to the ones where the blood is different, then we need a pasuk. But Tosfos wonders why that would be. Maybe to begin with, we should assume that also where they're dissimilar in other ways, and they shouldn't be able to bring them together. Anyway, continues the Braisa. So far we're saying in the Braisa, in any case it says dam, dam. It says twice in the Pasuk dam to teach us that no matter what the blood is offered, even if it's mixed with another carbon. Continues the Braisa. Yochol einli ela elushi ela elu yikruvu. So you would think that maybe then only these cases could be so you would think then that to So again, this is all part of the next few lines over here are also still part of Rashi's Gisa. Yochol einli ela elu sheyikruvu. So you would think then that you would include only these cases that you would bring the korban, an oila mixed up with another oila, or an oila with a tumura, or an oila with cholin. Sha'afim nis'avu mechayim yikruvu, because after all, even if they were mixed up while they were alive, you would still offer them. If an oila gets mixed up with another oila, then as we learned at the beginning of the parak, no problem. You would bring each oila, having in mind whichever one is for each owner, it would be brought. If an oila is mixed up with a tumura, same thing. The tumura of an oila is also offered. If it's mixed up with cholin, then fine. What we can do is we can designate the cholin animal as an oila, and we're still good. So you would think in those cases, sure, you can go ahead and offer the blood. You can go ahead and sprinkle the blood because no matter what, you could bring them both as korbanos. What about minayin afilus out of the osham? How do we know that it's even if it's mixed up in an osham? Okay, so actually then Tosfos is not necessarily using the girsa as we have printed in front of us in the Gemara, because again, in Rashi's girsa, we do eventually bring in the osham as well. So how do we know if it was mixed up with an osham? And the fact is, as we learned at the beginning of the perek, if an oila was mixed up with an osham, we cannot bring them both, because one of them, because after all, they have different dinim. The blood is applied the same way, but one has to be eaten and the other one was not. So then we're going to have to leave them to graze until they develop a lum. So how do we know that even in that case, when the blood was, so if they were mixed up when they were alive, we can't. But how do we know that if the blood was mixed up after they were shechted and the blood was mixed up, how do we know that we could apply it to them as they are? And the answer is obviani as shinis arav the osham she'eluva elu kodshe kodshim. The answer is because we can include where it was mixed with an osham, you don't need a pasuk for it because after all both of them are kodshe kodshim. It is true, Rashi points out, that if they were mixed up when they were alive, we're not going to do that. But there it's because we have an alternative. We can leave the animals to graze until they develop a mum, etc. But when the blood is mixed up, we're stuck. If we don't do something with the blood, then the korbanos are going to be fossil. They've already been shechted after all. So therefore, we'll allow us to do that and consider the fact that they're both kodshe kodshe. Next, minayin afilunis arev the todo shlomim. How do we know that even if the blood was mixed up with a todo shlomim, which are not kodshe kodshim, they're kodshim kalim? And the answer is obvianis chinis arev a todo shlomim. The answer is we can still include logically the case where it was mixed with a todo shlomim she'elu matan arev, because both of them are applied four times to the mizbeach shtei matanos shtei arev, and therefore they have that similarity. Minayin afilunis arev v'b'chor or ma'aser or pesach. How do we know if the blood got mixed up with the blood of a b'chor or ma'aser or pesach? Where you don't have that, because all of those have only one application of blood in there. Therefore, this is where you need tamud lema dam dam. This is why you need an apostate. This is the point where you need the two words dam in the mizbeach. Why you need the two words dam in the pasuk to tell us that even in this case you still go ahead and apply the blood to the mizbeach. So in other words, all the previous cases you wouldn't even need the pasuk, but when you get over here where they're completely dissimilar, the ola is kodshim kodshim, each shem atonah shrein ava, and the b'chor ma'aser pesach are kodshim kalim and have only one application, then how do we know that if they got mixed up you still offer it? Is because of this ribui from the word dam twice. Tosfos over here wonders then that you're still saying that even if you're learning from dam dam, it seems that this opinion is also still needing to learn it from another source as well. He still needs to learn that even So he learns that ain olim mevakrim zeh, but he still needs to learn that that applies no matter what kind, no matter what we would say, that we would have thought to say that because they're dissimilar, therefore they should be mevakrim one another, and only the pasuk dam tells us that, as opposed to the other tanoim. Don't seem to require that. They say that we can learn from the pasuk directly that ein olim mevaklin zeh zeh. So Tosfos asks the question. Shitta Kubetzis answers that because just that when it says kodesh hein by bechor and meiser, there is no other korban like bechor and meiser that you could compare it to. So if it says kodesh hein, and that means that it's the blood of bechor and meiser was mixed with another korban, there's nothing else that it could mean other than that it's mixed with a dissimilar korban. But when it comes to dam, when it comes to the limud from the two times that it says dam, you could argue that it means only korbanos that are similar, and therefore we have to drill down and find out that it means even korbanos that are not dissimilar. Now again, so Rava, having brought this braisa, asks, "My lav soif ola ubechor." So shouldn't we say that the braisa is referring to also when we're talking about that the ola's blood has already been applied to the mizbeach and we just have the shirayim left to do, and the bechor's blood has not yet been applied, or shnamin and mokum ola mokum shirayim, and that shows that the same place where the ola's blood is applied is the same place where the shirayim can go, meaning that we don't need the itzva, unlike Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda on Omer Aleph. And the answer is no. Tfilas Ola Bechor. No, it means that neither the Ola nor the Bechor has had their blood applied to them as Mizbeach yet. And the point is that we can do that. And again, the question is a mic for Mashmalon. So then what would be the Chiddush? Then Ola Mevatlan says that things that are offered on the Mizbeach are not Mevatlan one another. After that, we can learn from the fact that it says that he should take from the blood of the power and the blood of the Sur, where we said even though the power has much more blood than the Sur, nevertheless, they don't cancel each other out. The answer is Tanoihi Ikadanakale Mahocha Vikadanakale Mahocha. The answer is again, it's Machlokas Tanoim, where we learn that concept from. So in short, we have three different opinions where to learn this concept that Ein Olam Mevatlan Zeh Zeh. We can learn it from Kodesh Heim that it says by the Bechor, that it means that the Bechor's blood, even if it was mixed with the blood of another korban, you still offer it on the Mizbeach. You can learn it from V'lokach Midama Par Midama Sur, that the power and the Sur do not cancel each other out, even though the power has much more blood than the Sur. And you can also learn it from the fact that it says Dam twice in the Pasuk, and that means that no matter what, the blood is applied to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, so why does each one need a different limud? V'hani tanoi, mivalokach midama poro midama sor layalfi. Now the ones who want to learn from kodesh hein, or from the fact that it's twice in the pasuk dam, why don't they learn from v'lokach midama poro midama sor? And the answer is, kasavri ein ma'arvav lakronis, because they hold that. Now, like this, when it comes to the korbanos of Yom Kippur, so the Kohen Gadol takes the blood of the par and brings it into the heichal and sprinkles it, and brings it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and into the heichal and sprinkles it. Then he does the same with the blood of the Sur. Now, at that point, you have machlokas what he does, which we mentioned earlier in the Masechta as well. Does he, at that point, mix together the blood of the par and of the Sur, and then apply that to the four corners of the Mizbeach, and then seven times sprinkling on the top of it? Or does he keep them separate and do four separate daubings on the four corners of the Mizbeach, and only afterwards mix them and apply it to the top of the Mizbeach? So, Kasavri Ein Ma'arvin Bekronis, the opinion that says that we don't learn from the Lokach Midama Par Midama Sur, says that the fact is you don't mix together the blood before applying it to the corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So therefore, you don't have a basis for saying Ein Olam Mevatlan Zeh Zeh, because the fact is you're not mixing them together at that point. You're not mixing them together at that point, so of course they're not mevatel one another. So therefore, according to that opinion, fine, there is the fact that you mix them together to apply to the top of the Mizbeach, but the point is that when the Torah talks about the Tosfos Yishonim points out in Yuma that when the Torah speaks of applying it to the top of the Mizbeach, it doesn't use the word damasur. The limud that we're doing over here is from the fact that the Torah still calls it damapar v'damasur. So if you say that they're not mixed together, then of course it calls them separately blood of par and blood of sur. They're not mixed together. So the fact that later on you mix them together and apply them to the top of the Mizbeach, but there it doesn't call it damasur anymore. So maybe they are mevatel one another. So therefore these tanoim need to learn from other sources, from kodesh heim, or from the fact that it says twice dam. Similarly. And the other way around. What about why don't all of them learn from Dam? Dam loyalis. The other Tanoim don't want to learn from the fact that it says twice Dam. Dam like marshmallow rule, because they don't hold that that's meant for a drosha. Maybe they hold it for a different drosha. Maybe they hold it for no drosha at all. It's just the style of the pasuk. In any case, they don't hold that there's something that there's something that you learn from that. Ella mikodesh heim my time aloyalfi. Why don't all the other Tanoim, why aren't they willing to learn from the words kodesh heim? That it means that the blood of the Bechor was mixed with other korbanos and you can still sprinkle it. And the answer is, kasabri, kodesh heim kraven vein tmoros and kraven. Because the other Tanoim hold that the words kodesh heim are not to teach us about the case where the blood of the Bechor was mixed up. Rather, it teaches us that the Bechor itself is brought as a korban, but the tmura of a Bechor is not. Unlike some korbanos, such as before we said ola, where the tmura of an ola is also brought as an ola, the tmura of a Bechor is not brought as a Bechor. How do we know that? It's from this word kodesh heim, only they are kodesh, not their tmura. The Idach, so what are the other Tano, the Tano who does learn from Kodesh Haim, how does he know that the Tmura is there, that the Tmura is not offered? And the answer is Nakalimi, Im Shurim Seb, Hashem Hu, because the Pasuk says whether it's an ox or a sheep, then it is to Hashem. So the word Hu Korabain Tmura Sekreva, we learn from that that it is brought as a Korban, the Bechor itself, but not its Tmura. So therefore, so that opinion says we can learn from that, and therefore he doesn't need the word Kodesh Haim, whereas the first opinion says that from there we learn the fact that the Tmura can be brought, and therefore he doesn't have those words available in the pasuk to teach us anything about where the blood was mixed up. Okay? So we still have this question open of whether Mokum Ola Mokum Shirayim. We've so far brought several braises to try to prove one way or the other whether the blood of Shirayim can be applied to the side of the Mizbeach and it dribbles down to the Yisod, or whether it specifically has to be poured onto the Itztiva, onto the horizontal surface of the Yisod. So far we haven't proved one way or the other yet. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring another food. A Braisa describes, the Braisa begins by describing the case. This is referring back to our Mishnah, the case, at this point, the Braisa is not specifying, but we're assuming that it's referring back to our Mishnah, the case where blood that's supposed to go on the top half of the Mizrach and on the bottom half have gotten mixed together. So Braisa says, Nosan Lamaila V'Leim Nimlach, if he applied the blood on the top half of Mizrach without asking first what he should do, had he asked to begin with, then Rabbi Eliezer would tell him, go ahead and do it on the top and on the bottom, and we'll consider whatever goes on the top, if it's not necessary, as though it's water, because he holds a brilliant, and the Chum will disagree with that. Now that he already did it on the top without asking, then what do we do at this point? So, then at both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim agree that he should now apply it to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and both Korbanos count for him, because now the blood of the Chatas has gone on the top half, because they were mixed up, and the blood of the Ola has now gone on the bottom half, so therefore we're good. L'chatzchila, the Chum wouldn't have allowed it, but the Dievet, it's fine. Now, my lab, the out of Chatas for Ola, now, aren't we talking about, isn't the Braisa talking about where Chatas and an Ola got mixed together, Lamaila and Lamata, respectively, the Kivin, the Yorvlu, Lamaila, now, once he did, from the blood, Lamaila, that as far as the Chatos is concerned, Havelu is Shirayim. Now the rest of it is Shirayim. And we're saying that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer agree that at that point, you go and apply it to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Now, if you're going to say the Shirayim have to be poured Davka on the Itzva, that's still no good, because as Shirayim and Chatos, it would have to be poured Davka on the Itzva, as the Ola would have to be applied to the side of the Mizbeach, and it still wouldn't work. If the Braisa is saying that they both agree that it's fine, doesn't that show that the same place where the blood of the Ola is applied, the side of the Mizbeach, is also the valid place for the Shirayim? So you don't need the Itzva. You can do it on the side of the Mizbeach and you live. The answer is not necessarily, because he also Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he explained, Amri B'ma Rova, they say in the West, meaning Eretz Yisrael, not necessarily, because we're not necessarily, you're assuming that we're talking about a Chatas and an Ola, where one goes the Maila and one goes goes lamata. Not necessarily. Halacha ma'askin can be out of chatas chitzona v'shirayim. Because no, what we could be talking about is the blood of a chatas chitzona, a regular chatas, which has to be applied to the top half of the mizbeach, gets mixed up with the shirayim of a chatas pnimis, of a chatas where the blood is brought into the heichel, which we're going to learn about in the next Mishnah, which has to be poured onto the Yisod. So now, again, so if he had asked, then Rabbi Eliezer would say, go ahead and do it on the top and the bottom. Some of it is the Shirayim from the Chatas Pnimis, and that's not supposed to go on the top half of the Mizbeach. No problem. We'll consider it as though it's water. And the Chum will say, you can't do that. But now we're saying he did it on the top half without asking. Now, both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim will say do it on the bottom half because no matter what, the Shirayim still have to go in the same place. The Shirayim of a Chatas Chitzona goes on the Yisoid. The Shirayim of a Chatas Pnimis also goes on the Yisoid. Very well, both of them go in the exact same place on the Yitztava. So not necessarily is the... So now Rashi does point out this would have to follow. We did have a machlokas back in Perek Ezo Mekoyman about which yisoid are the shirayim poured. We said that the shirayim of a chatas pnimis are poured. The Mishnah had said that the shirayim of a chatas pnimis are poured on the western side of the yisoid, and of a chatas chitzona goes on the south side. So that wouldn't necessarily work. But we had Rabbi Shmuel who said that both of them are on the west side, or Rabbi Shimon said that both of them are on the south side, so then it could work. Then you definitely have that they really are in the same place. So there's no proof. So fine, in that case, you could say Shirayim Tzuchim Itzvah, and it doesn't matter. Both of them are in fact going on the Itzvah. That doesn't necessarily show that we're talking about a case where one of them has to go on the Itzvah and the other on the side on the Zayah, whether it would work. So no proof from that. Amalei Abayas. Abayas says to Rabbi Yitzchak, why do you have to kvetch and say that we're talking about the shirayim of a chatas chitzona got mixed up with the shirayim of a chatas pnimis? The name of Mark going to be out of the shirayim. Why not just say that the shirayim of two different chatoyes chitzonis got mixed up, and then both of them definitely go on the same side, and that's the advantage of that is. The advantage of that is that then you don't have to say that it's only according to Rabbi Shimon or according to Rabbi Shmuel. You could say it's even according to the Chachamim because both Chatois Chitzonius, the blood goes in the same place. And the answer is Duma Hakamash Malon, because maybe the reason why Rabbi Yitzchak wants to say the Braise is talking about Davka in the case of Chatas Pnimius and Chitzonius is to tell us Hafilu Lamanda Omer Shirayim Ma'akvin, because even according to the opinion which we learned in Ezra Mekoyman that pouring the Shirayim Chatois Pnimius is Ma'akiv, nevertheless Chosru Ein Ma'akvin. Even he would agree that if some of the blood is lacking, then it's not ma'akiv. When that opinion says you have to pour the shirayim of a chatas pnimis on the mizbeach, and if not, then the korban is posel, he does say he would agree that you don't have to pour all the blood. It's fine if some of it was spilled out elsewhere, as it would be in this case, because some of it was applied to the top half of the mizbeach. So that would be the chiddush, and therefore, but again, that doesn't show that when one of them has to be done on the wall of the mizbeach on the bottom half of the wall of the mizbeach, and the other one has to be done on the yisoid, where according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, you need itzva, maybe that wouldn't work. Well, the Gemara says, Amalei Rava Tesfar L'Ravina. So now Rava Tesfar says to Ravina, why do we need earlier in the sugya on Peyomid Beis we were dealing with Rav Ashi's opinion about the Yesh Bila or Ein Bila, where Rav Ashi had said according to Rabbi Yezer Ein Bila, and therefore we said that there are cases where you actually have to apply enough blood on the top that no matter what you've definitely applied some of the blood from the top half over there. So then why do we need so in that case Amalei Rava Tesfar Ravina. Didn't we explain before that this Braisa, the same Braisa that we just quoted, where he did Lamaila without asking, and now the question is whether he has to do Lamata, and we explained that refers to Beruba El Yonim, where more of the blood is El Yonim blood. So a lot of Chathas blood got mixed up with a little oil of blood. And that what we do is we make sure to apply to the top half the amount equal to the amount of the Tachtonim plus a little more. So that way, even if we say Ein Bila, even if we say that all of what we applied at the beginning, even the first gallon that we did, is all from oil, but nevertheless, after that, we definitely have some of the Chathas. So in that case, then, if we're explaining the braisa that way, then it has nothing to do with it has nothing to do with chatas pnimius and chitzona, and it has nothing to do with his mokum ola mokum shirayim or any of that. So why over here are we now explaining this braisa? Now over here, why are we explaining this braisa in a different way? Tosfos points out that you could say that it's according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold yeshvila, and you don't have to do such a large amount on the bottom half, on the top half. And we're talking about again, you did on the top half, the Dievid, and now the question is, what you do now? And the Chachamim said, go ahead and do it on the bottom half. But again, so Shulchan Mukubetza says because so in that case, then Tosfos is saying so in that case, then it has nothing to do with the Itzvah or not. But Shulchan Mukubetza says they were talking according to the opinion Mokum Ola Mokum Shirayim that you don't need the Itzvah. Here, the Gemara is trying to say, can we make it work even according to the opinion that you do need the Itzvah? And then Shulchan Mukubetza goes on with some various other explanations from Balei HaTosfos about. About details of what's going on over here. In this case over here, where you did on the top half already, then we're going to say that in that case we're saying pull with the blood on the side because it's considered the place of the oila. The oila itself will not count because you didn't do it because you're doing it only on the itzvah and you're not doing it on the vertical wall. But at least you would be able to do the oila on the itzvah in order to be mekayim shirayim rather than doing on the vertical wall. And then that way, at least you may not cover the oila, but at least this way you'll cover the chatas. So the question is again: before we explain that this braisa was talking about the case where it was talking about according to the way of looking at it of ein bila, and therefore that we're talking about that there was a lot more of one blood than the other, and you applied to the top half more than the amount that was mixed in from the bottom half. Years over here, all of a sudden, we seem to be saying that we're talking about chatas chitzona and chatas pnimius, which is a whole different case. And the answer is Amalei. Ravina answers him, Hani Milu, Lamanda Omer, Meikra, Ein Bila. That was according to the opinion. That was according to Rav Ashi, where the Bodol Pligi, that was according to the opinion that we said that Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim are in fact arguing where the blood was mixed up, and according to Rav Ashi, who said that according to Rav Eliezer, Ein Bila. And therefore, so we had to be doichik and say that we're talking about that you put enough blood on the top to be able to cover no matter what you applied blood to the top that belongs on the top. Now the maskana, but in the end, now Rava had said, and I'm an aleph, close as pliggy, that no, the only Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim to begin with are not arguing when the blood itself was mixed together, only when the cups were mixed together. And nothing to do with yesh bila or ain bila. So then we're saying that braisa is talking about a different case, namely where chitzona and pnimis were mixed together. And the only question is what we do as far as pouring it onto your side. And the fact is both of them do have to go on the side, and therefore there's no problem. And even the Chachamim agree that if you already did on the top half, then you can do the rest, because now at this point you only have shirayim left, and those go one way or the other on the yisod. And the only thing is, we would have to say that it's specifically according to the opinions that the shirayim of chatois chitzonis and chatas pnimis go on the same side of the yisod, as opposed to the opinions that said that they, as opposed to the Tana, as opposed to the Mishnah in Ezra Mekoyim, that said that they go in different places where that might not work either. Okay.